Well, Chris, I think, you know, when you consider that a few weeks ago you and I were talking about the whole El Nino situation, which is resulting in drier than normal conditions, and means that the rains this year are going to be late and are not going to be sufficient, it's not surprising. And what you are reading about numbers of 300 or so are the recorded numbers. I think the reports I'm getting is that the situation is worse.
So what do you make of the impact of these cattle deaths in the whole agricultural season that's coming up next year?
Let us remember that most of our farmers are based in the rural areas. They rely on their cattle for draft power. And when the rains do come, if they do come late, they're going to come into a situation where the cattle are already emaciated and weak.
We understand that beef prices have significantly gone down. What could be the reason?
Well, what's happening, I think, in South Africa and to a certain extent, you know, across the region, a lot of your cattle farmers have looked at their stock holding, they've looked at their available grazing, and they are taking a business decision that you'd rather sell your animals now and get some value for them than actually let them die because there's not enough grass and water. So there's a huge flooding of beef on the market because people have had to step up their slaughtering.